And I mean, for the north side, right, that is supposed to be have so much unemployment, they seem to spend a lot more money on things like that than the south side. Even for communions, you know, christening, they go all out, yeah. I mean, they have meals and parties and all this. And I don't think you should...
But why do they feel that's necessary, so?
I don't know.
It's just a new tradition.
It's just a new tradition that's coming in. It wasn't there before, but it is.
And you feel that the Northsiders do it more than the Southsiders?
Yeah. And do you know what I found terrible, right? When Daniel was being christened in 1990, we went up to this woman came out. No, do you remember before the nun would come around before the christening and give you your lines and what's to be done?
And the candle and all that.
Instead, out came these two women, right? They're after taking over from the nun. And they decided that your baby now won't be going up in the white christening blanket anymore. Because you have to put a blue blanket on the child, right? Yeah. The child then will be christened in this blue blanket. When the child is christened, then we'll change it and put the white blanket on it. And I didn't like that idea at all.
But what's that about? I mean, why a blue blanket?
Because the child is not, what is it, holy or whatever, before...
Before you actually take it in to be christened.
Mm. Yeah. So when it's christened, then it's blessed, is it? Yeah. So then you can put the white blanket on.
So it's a kind of a symbol, is it?
Yeah. But I didn't like that at all and I wouldn't do it.
And what happened about that?
I brought him up in the white blanket. I said, there's no way I'm putting him with a blue blanket. I wanted him christened in white, the traditional way, not this new fad.
Just like as
I never heard that.
No, like I didn't like it.
He wasn't part of the church yet.
Yes, that's what
but
it was
isn't
like.
It true that he wouldn't be part of the church if you're christened?
I mean, but well, do you know what I mean?
An innocent little baby, like, I mean, what's sin did he commit?
But isn't he supposed to have committed original sin?
I don't know.
Isn't this all just a sin?
If you think that way, but I've never thought that way.
Yes, yeah, so you don't think like the church?
No. No.
Or like you're supposed, or maybe made believe to believe, to think. Yeah. And how long is that happening now?
Well, it started in 1990, didn't it?
5 years ago.
And it's not a nun anymore now?
No, there's two ordinary women.
That didn't come from the church. That came from two ordinary women that's living in the estate behind us.
And they just organised christenings, didn't they?
Yeah, it's christenings, yeah.
Yeah. And do you think people still christen their children?
Well, on the north side they do, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the north side mostly have these big families that are very kind of traditional, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have this big family gathering still.
But would they be still people who would go to Mass and really believe?
Well, I'd say we won't count out the younger generation, but...
But aren't you the younger generation too, but, really?
Yeah, but I'm not kind of I'm not a Catholic anyway, even though my children are christened that way.
Yeah. So why did you christen them so?
Because of the trouble I went through in school.
Or because?
Over not being a Catholic.
Right, so you think it's easier if they're christened that they'll they'll have it easier in school?
Yeah, they would.
Since they have mostly Catholic school.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they can, when they get older, they can choose for themselves.
So where does this business then of, holy medals and stuff come in your life? Do you know, you still did it, didn't you? You still brought the holy medals with you.
Yeah. I don't know, because I listen to everything people tell me, do you know?
Yeah.
And if you taught me, oh God, he's very sick now and we have to get him christened because he'll get on better, I'd be thinking, well, they know what they're talking about now, so I better.
Yeah.
Because if that hadn't happened, then I'd be saying, oh, I'd be blaming myself then.
But still, you felt in the hospital that you had your holy medal in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I suppose because from the first one up, nothing had kind of happened when I had it.
Yeah.
So I said, just to be on the safe side, I better have it.
Yeah.